let's go into Michaela Montgomery, because some of y'all tuned in yesterday and I broke down her speech. I want to play a little bit of that speech for you. And I also want to play some previous footage for her so y'all can know exactly who this woman is that decided to go on a rampage. And she just came out of nowhere. I mean, a star was born, came out of nowhere. I thought I had the media's attention for like 5 seconds. And then Michaela came and took my shine. I ain't mad at you, baby girl. I ain't mad at you, Michaela. Michaela came and took my shine. So this is the woman that organized a visit to Chick-fil-A with Trump. And so I have not seen this footage, but I want to share it with you guys before we go into her actual speech. And I just want to keep the eyeballs on this woman because I think that she more or less really spoke the sentiment of a lot of people's hearts.
All right. Well, one key issue shaping 2024 is the fact that Biden knows he's in trouble with minority votes.
Now, y'all got to remember, this video that I'm playing with you guys, that I'm playing for you guys, is over 3 months old, almost 4 months old. Okay. So this slipped through the cracks. All right. This was back in April, they saying. So this was when they were talking about Biden. They had no conversation about Kamala Harris whatsoever. She was just on the campaign trail, continuing to act like she didn't know what was going on at the borders. And so I want y'all to take this into consideration, understand the context. Before Michaela became a celebrity over the weekend, this is the conversation that they was having with her on Fox News months ago.
And so it should come as no surprise that we saw Biden talking to Univision this week. And today he stopped by Al Sharpton's National Action Network. Watch.
Al Sharpton.
Together, we've kept our promises to make some of the most significant investments in the Black American community.
Hey, remember Biden? He's almost like a distant memory now. Like he got his blankie. But he was at Al Sharpton's National Action Network. The National Action Network. It was at Al Sharpton's actual national network.
Despite the fact that Latinos and Black Americans are major voting blocks for the left, Biden still can't get the same reaction that Trump does. Take this viral moment from Trump's visit to an Atlanta Chick-fil-A this week.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. Thank we support you.
We support you.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Please do.
So before they ever brought her up, this was the way in which they discovered her. Hey, let me tell y'all something. First and foremost, I love this girl because she makes herself available. She markets herself. And ultimately, she takes advantage of the small opportunities and make them big opportunities. This is just as much a lesson as it is an opportunity. Like, this is a lesson in taking advantage of the opportunities in marketing because, you know, my high school vice principal always told me that, Anton, success is when opportunity meets preparation. And so you don't know when your moment is going to come. And so you always got to be ready. So you ain't got to get ready when they finally put that camera on you. They put that spotlight on you. You have to execute and shine. You don't know. You might have one shot over the last 10 years to finally get that visibility. And she took advantage of it and she spoke her mind. She was very forthcoming. She was very respectful. And this moment right here ultimately translated into her being on that stage. Smart girl.
Joining me now is the woman from that interaction, Michaela Montgomery, founder of Conserve the Culture. Michaela,
yes.
Why did you want your photo taken with Donald Trump that day?
Well, above all else, he was our president, the leader of the free world.
Sure.
So I don't know who, as a person who respects high offices, wouldn't take the opportunity to take a picture with the president. So, of course, I'm going to want my picture, but I supported Donald Trump last election.
Talk to him.
And I definitely feel like I'll probably be supporting him again this election. So with that being said, yes, I want my picture with the president.
So, Michaela, you are part of an organization called...
She's so human. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's realistic. She's real. She's realer than Kamala Harris, to be honest with you.
Conserve culture. I don't know what that is exactly. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit.
Conserve the culture.
Conserve the culture. Okay. I don't know if that means you're conservative or not. I'm curious what your circle of family and social circles, where are they at with Donald Trump, especially compared to where they were in the last election?
Well, I come from a generationally Democratic family, so my parents are actually not Trump supporters, but they don't not support me because I support him. And that is something I can be very grateful for.
She is very well spoken.
Or to have in my family. So, yeah.
All right.
But you know what? What makes her so endearing to the general public is that her story is very much a similar story for the rest of us. And that this is honestly the story of most Black young people that then start to break away, except for the fact that her parents tend to support her and her family tend to support her. Whereas the majority of us, we looked at as bad guys. I'm just telling you right now, the majority of us, the majority of Black people that go against the narrative, it's a lot of people. We got over 3,000 people inside of this live stream on YouTube alone right now. It's a lot of y'all right now that have probably had a reservation about even expressing where you stand on political issues while your family is preaching and teaching and even expecting for you to vote for Kamala Harris just because she's a Democrat. That's a fact. And it's another segment of us who are expected to vote a certain type of way and they're surprised. And so they then send a, in my case, you know, I remember in our family, they used to send a kind of like a go-between to try to tell us and teach us, oh man, where are you at? They're going to pray for you. When you come from the church, they're going to pray for you when you got a different opinion, right? They're not gonna, they may not necessarily try to understand you. They're like, where we go wrong? What is wrong with this person? For me, I was looked at as the black sheep because it's like, oh my God, Anton always. Before I ever hit the internet, I was having problems with my own family and my own church. This is the honest to God truth. I was having problems with my own family and my own church because I always thought for myself, and even when we would do Bible study, I would like, well, that doesn't necessarily translate for me. Well, why doesn't it translate for you? And then I would absolutely wash some of the ministers. I'm gonna be honest with you. Ministers had problems with Anton from AntonDaniels.com because my translation of it was much deeper, and it was the same way as it is on Monday night, as it used to be on Thursday night. People would wait to respond to me, or they would wait till I say something to see where I could figure it out because they didn't want to get embarrassed during Bible study, because Bible study then started to turn into the debate stage. I made my bones in the streets and in the church. I was debating with the ministers. That's why ain't nobody worried about any of these people on the streets or on the... Listen, I was in there. I was in the really in the trenches. Early 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, I was always looked at as the bad guy because I was the person that tended to be a lot more conservative and I couldn't understand why we voted the way that we voted. Once I got old enough to really be able to break out and think for myself, it wasn't the same as support for Michaela because they was like, listen, Anton is just going to be the bad guy and the black sheep, but Anton is successful and Anton is smart and Anton hold it down and he's loyal. So as a result, he could still be a part of the church and the family. At the same time, though, in reality, the truth is, and they love me. They genuinely love me. And shout out to my family. They did love me. And my church did love me. And I, you know, paid your tithes and offerings and all of that stuff, too. But for a lot of us in the black community, it's very difficult for us to get support when we think differently. And so we catch hell. Look, you know how black people tend to look at white people and they say, oh, my God, you're racist. It's like that times 10 because we're looked at as traitors against our race because we won't participate in diversity, equity, and inclusion and identity politics. And so we're looked at as bad guys. We're free thinkers. And now we're starting to figure out that, wait a minute, there's more of us than we thought. Maybe we need to band together. We don't have to wait for our people that we were born with to then support us because your family, even according to the word of God, is the people that's going in the direction that you're going in. Your family is not the people that's born with you. Your family is the people that you then come together with as a community to ultimately achieve a purpose or achieve a goal. And so I've always been comfortable being the bad guy because I was used to it. I was used to going against the grain. And I didn't think that it was going against the grain. I thought it was just thinking for myself. But the narrative sometimes, even within black families and black culture, is don't think for yourself. Just be obedient. Don't think, just do. Do what I told you to do. Don't think. And then I was like, well, that's not what the word of God says. It does say be obedient. No, it doesn't. It says in everything you do, get understanding. So I need to understand why I'm going towards this way so I can be fervent and I can really go into it. And so again, it starts to create a rift. It create a rift. And next thing you know, we at the TVA timeline and they trying to erase us and send us into send us into the outer world. Sorry, I was watching Deadpool and Wolverine last night. I took my daughter to see Deadpool and Wolverine. But let me play a little bit more of her.
Well, I also understand that there was a other young woman there with you that had her photo taken with Donald Trump, was there and part of the, that interaction, and she got some negative blowback. What happened?
So, unfortunately, the young Spelmanite who enjoyed, you know, utilizing her opportunity to take a picture with the president has faced some severe cases of bullying ever since then. She's being ostracized from her community. People are claiming that she made a mockery of her institution and, you know, how dare she take a picture with a man like Trump. And it's just, it really speaks to college, especially in HBCU, is supposed to be a space where Black people can go and express themselves freely without feeling like they have to be a certain way to be accepted by their colleagues. Because that, unfortunately, is how we feel when we're in non-Black spaces and we feel the need to code switch. So going to an HBCU is supposed to be a time where you can go and express yourself freely, whether that be social commentary or political identity. So it's really, really sad to see how when some people who are studying policy decide to exercise their First Amendment right and express themselves and their individuality, they could be ostracized or demonized for something like that.
Yeah.
That girl, she listen. Whoever it is that's paying attention in the Trump campaign that ultimately looked at her interviews, looked at who she was, seen how effectively she was able to communicate, because this woman is smart. In real life, she just straight up smart. She knows how to get off a coherent thought. She doesn't mumble. She doesn't say, and you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. Whoever this woman is and how she speaks is absolutely, like, you could see it right here. You can automatically see it. But more importantly, look at the point that she's making. The other girl that ultimately also took a picture with Trump was ostracized, ridiculed, accused, and spoken on negatively by the Black community, by people at HBCUs. See, this is the stuff that's swept under the rug. This is the stuff that don't hit the national news. These are the conversations that we don't have, but we gonna have them this week. We gonna have them this week. Don't worry, I'm just writing some notes because I don't want to forget that what I want to express. The Black community are biased against the very people that they say that they love and they support because they got a different thought than them. That's the honest to God truth. That's why we relate to Trump, because we know that y'all going to throw us out on our heads the minute that we don't serve a purpose for you. Anyway, if we don't fit what's best for you, or in your opinion, if we're not on code and we don't identify with identity politics, then you have a free thought for yourself, you will be cast away. And that is an absolute fact. But I tell you what, this is what I know for sure. One thing is for sure, and two things is for certain. The people that say that they hate us, you on the wrong side of history, big dog. You are on the wrong side of history. Definitively, you are on the wrong side of history. And by the time you realize it and by the time you recognize it, it's going to be too late.
School bus driver. Woo! In a traffic jam.
I'm so happy you all came out to see me. So, my name is Michaela Montgomery. A lot of you guys know me as the girl from Chick-fil-A, but I am so much more than that. Not only do I serve as the CEO of Conserve the Culture, I am also the state director for Blexit down here in Georgia. I'm a Fulton County coordinator for America First Works, and I'm also launching a podcast on the Patriots Prayer Network, so put some respect on my name.
I would be interested to see her podcast, and I'm going to make an effort to try to get her on the show. I know that she's hot right now, so she probably got a bunch of people contacting her. That's how it is when you go viral or whatever. But a week from now, when it starts to peter out a little bit, and if she's still available and if she's interested, I'm gonna reach out to her and see if she can get on the platform.
Now, why don't we jump right into it? See, as a young single mother, I can tell y'all that rent is too damn high. I can tell you that as a young black voter, groceries are too damn high. And as an American citizen, period, seniors like my parents should
I'm going to read the super chat shortly. I see y'all. Thank y'all. Right after this segment, we're going to read the super chats and we're going to go into the next segment.
I have to choose between medicine or food. It should never be the quality of life versus the quantity of life.
Thank you, Big B. Thank you, everybody.
And I don't want to hear, oh, but we capped the price of insulin and lowered the price of all these medicines. Yeah, but you raised the price of everything else. So it's about time to start telling the truth to Americans and let them know exactly what they're signing up for if they want to vote for Kamala Harris.
You got to be a strong black man to be in a relationship with this woman. She's too smart to be sitting there getting into an argument with. I'm just going to tell you. I know that that's a part of the conversation. Listen, you know us. Over here at the Millionaire Morning Show, we look at all things. This woman is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get into a relationship with her. She's going to out-debate you. And then you're going to be thinking that you thought one thing and she's going to turn your thoughts around. You're going to have to be very, very careful. You have to be very, very careful. This is one of them ones that's too smart. They too smart for their own good sometimes.
We need to vote based on facts and not feelings. See, under Harris and Biden, the average Georgia household is losing $1,060 per month, and inflation is at 21.4%. And due to the war on energy, average gas prices have reached record highs for the state. We also did a poll, and 80% of us black Americans are not happy with the current state of the economy, so I'm going to need 80%.
That's a good thing, Exclusive Honey. We want all of our advertising dollars. Shout out to Cam Cam. She's very good for business.
Send of y'all to vote accordingly in November. They love me. They really love me.
Oh,
the left wants you to get in your feelings about things that have been said, but I want you guys to pay attention to what has been done. They don't want to talk policy. They just want to use propaganda to steal your vote. The left is trying to...
Cap, you can't tame this woman. This woman going to have your lunch.
Tell this woman as a savior for the black community, but all she's done is hurt the black community since she came into the game. See, the first step in destroying the black community is to dismantle the black family. So aside from her record as a prosecutor, why don't we ask Mrs. Willie Brown if Kamala Harris cares about black families? I wonder if Mrs. Willie Brown, a black woman, is also with her. A few days ago, President Trump said he didn't know Vice President Harris was a black woman. I'm trying to figure out what all the outrage is about because she's only black when it's time to get elected. Did I lie? The same black people who are mad at Trump for being confused about her race, ethnicity, nationality, whatever, are seemingly forgetting that while you're touting her as a savior for black people, she identifies as an Asian woman. She chose her side and it wasn't ours. When asked if she would ever do anything specifically for black people, she said no. Whereas Trump gave us the Platinum Plan, which specifically uplifted the black community by increasing capital by almost $500 billion, creating 500,000 new black businesses, and would give black churches the ability to fight for federal resources for their communities. And why are we acting like strong borders aren't a thing literally everywhere else in the world? Since when has being patriotic been a crime? See, a few weeks ago at the debate, Trump mentioned black jobs, and a lot of people got in an uproar as if they didn't know what he meant. Well, we go to the polls and cast our black vote. We go to the stores and spend our black dollar. We live in our black community, but for whatever reason, we draw the line at a black job. Oh, but wait, because if you're wondering what a black job is, please, I encourage you all to drive through Atlanta at all these beautiful black-owned businesses and check and see who works there. Probably a black person working for a black entrepreneur, recycling the black dollar, creating black generational wealth. If they come here illegally and they're taking your jobs and your resources, then please believe my cousins in the Appalachians, they coming for you too.
Drum major, tell her to hit me up. Even in college, she's never been afraid to voice her opinion. For those of us that know her personally, this is not new. All right, tell her to holler at me. Tell her to hit me up. AntonDaniels413@gmail.com, and I'm going to be looking for her email. And then I'm going to reach out to her too. Tell her to hit me up. I'd love to have her on the show on the platform.
And y'all know Kamala Harris has yet to say Laken Riley's name. As borders are, she opened the border to millions of illegal immigrants that have flooded American streets with deadly drugs and gangs that have spiked overdoses by over 124% and brought more crime into minority communities. So how's that for black folks? But let's take race out of it. Just as a woman, period.
Let me address this comment right here. Vinny D. Expert says, too much with the sassy, intelligence-wasted dag. I thought we had one. I'm always amazed. It's no satisfying, y'all. It's no satisfying, y'all. Y'all can't take a joke. Y'all can't take some. They at a rally. They're at a rally. They're not in church. They're at a rally. It's supposed to galvanize people, entertain while at the same time educating people and bringing them together to ultimately push them out there to go and reach out to the people and reach out to the voters and stuff like that. So y'all wanted to be drab. Y'all wanted to be quiet. Listen, if you want drab and quiet, it's people for that too. I'm sure that it was other people speaking. But ultimately, we want people's voices to be magnified that ultimately are intelligent while at the same time being able to entertain and then grab people's attention. It's not meant to just be quiet. What do y'all want? It's no satisfying y'all sometimes. What do y'all want from this girl? Jesus Christ. What do you mean too much sassy? How is an intelligence wasted? You don't lose intelligence just because you're galvanized or you're excited or, you know, you entertain the people. What you want, a TED talk? If you wanted to do a TED talk, then go on that platform. It's amazing, man. Y'all look, even when we not even talking about that. Listen, if we start talking about relationships, y'all got to be able to separate the two. Separate the two, right? We're not talking about children. We're not talking about relationships. We're talking about how you vote and whether or not you could substantiate your argument as far as that. Separate the messenger from the message. Like, it's very important for y'all to know how to switch up and have a conversation about one thing. If somebody and this is why I only talk about and I try to talk about the things that people are saying. I react to what's being communicated. I react to what's being communicated. Do I agree or do I disagree with this particular message? When we reviewing this particular thing, this is not the time to be talking about relationships. Yes, we talk about relationships sometimes. We're going to be on the Q show tonight. Make sure y'all tap into the Q show. I'm sure one of the subjects is going to be on relationships. But in reality, this is a much more important issue. And we need to stop talking about whether or not somebody's intelligence is lower because they got high energy. Oh, man, that's so small-minded. Grow up. Sometimes y'all got to grow up. It's a time to play and it's a time to get serious.
How can you be a champion for women's rights when you're taking away opportunities from biological women and giving them to transgendered ones?
And is she right? Listen, this is the type of woman that you need on your team. She can actually get to it. She can go and get that money for you, big dog.
Because I wasn't done. See, how can you promote equity for women and you're allowing men to play in women's sports? And what kind of feminist would still allow men to enter their sacred spaces, i.e. our bathrooms and school locker rooms? Do I even need to mention the opening ceremony at the Olympics? Or the fact that Angela Carini was forced to fight a man and told us that she's never been punched so hard in her life. We cannot allow dangerous liberals who think things like this are okay into the White House, because my daughter will not be fighting a man at her wrestling match.
And I do have it on 1.25 speed, so shout out to Brittany B for pointing that out.
And what I think both men and women can agree on is that national security is important. So who would y'all rather see lead us into war if it were so to happen? My silk press sister Kamala or the big dog Donald Trump?
I like her. I absolutely like her. You absolutely right, Million Dollar. We gonna get back to relationships. I promise you. Listen, when the election season is over and we don't have more press and business that we really need to address, we're going to talk more about relationships. We're going to sprinkle it in. But we need to be more well-versed than just whether or not somebody getting boxed or, you know, whether or not you should be dating this or dating that. That ain't even your concern right now. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all need to be more focused on getting your money right, whether or not you're going to be out here in a recession slumped up, whether or not you can feed your family, who you supposed to be voting for, if you're going to be getting laid off. Because ain't nobody going to be happy if the money ain't right. Nobody is going to be happy if the money ain't right. Sometimes we need to make sure that we're focused, focused, focused. Is the message accurate? Because listen, I don't care if you're single. I don't care if you're married. Do you want this person in office that is going to affect everybody? Because guess what? When somebody gets elected for president, when somebody gets elected for Congress, they're Congress and they're president for everyone. Everyone, white, black, yellow, blue, purple, whether you're sassy, whether you like girls, whether you like boys, whether you're a girl that like girls or whether you're a boy that like boys, it doesn't matter at that point. Do we then galvanize the people to say this is the best person for the overwhelming majority of the people in the United States of America? That's the question that we ask ourselves. We can get back to the nonsense when the nonsense is back. When we have the luxury, we don't have the luxury to be focused on the silliness right now. We don't have the luxury. We are not blessed enough to be focused on the silliness right now. Relationships is 2025 talk. We're going to get back there. We'll sprinkle it in here and there or whatever when it's relevant. But right now, we got more pressing issues to focus on of whether or not somebody is too sassy. Don't y'all realize? We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry about it. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let me read some of these super chats, and then we're going to continue over with the show. I can take my time now. I'm not worried about corporate America no more. I already said that I was going to be leaving.